Hey, what's up? It's Tiki Barber. If you're like most NFL fans, you spend 690 minutes or so a week thinking about football. Fantasy rosters, game day rituals, smack talk with friends. We put some serious time into the perfect Sunday. From the snacks, to the jersey, to the one lucky seat on the couch, everything has its place. You probably spend more time on your famous chili than most quarterbacks do watching film. But there's one play that gets overlooked. Making a plan to get home safely. It only takes 1 minute. Before kickoff, take a minute to order an Uber and get 25% off your next ride on a game day by using promo code MAKEAPLAN26. Now through February 9th. That's MAKEAPLAN26. Whether you're hosting, heading to the bar, or going to the game itself, make it a part of your ritual, just like checking the injury report or setting your fantasy lineup. Take a minute, make a plan, never drive impaired. Visit TakeAMinuteNow.com. This message is brought to you by Diageo, Mothers Against Drunk Driving, and the NFL. Please drink responsibly. Diageo, New York.
We're leaving today and entering a world of Mickey Mouse waving, princess meeting and greeting, lightsaber clashing, the Twilight Zone Tower of Terror dropping, Banshee flying, Space Mountain launching, galaxy rewinding, what's the whole network galaxy rewinding, fireworks igniting, world of other worlds. For whatever you love, infinite worlds await at the most magical place on Earth, Walt Disney World Resort.
President's Day savings are happening now at the Home Depot with up to 40% off select appliances. Looking to upgrade your fridge? Check out LG's newest model, serving up ice in all kinds of styles. Cube, crushed, craft ice, and now new mini craft ice straight from the dispenser. From cold brew to fizzy favorites, these refrigerators will have you entertaining like a pro. Shop President's Day savings and get up to 40% off, plus free delivery on select appliances like LG at the Home Depot. Free delivery on appliance purchases of $1,498 or more. Offer valid February 5th through the 25th. U.S. only. See store online for details.
Yeah, there should be some passion. This doesn't have to be boring.
Boring.
You're gonna get bored by baseball.
Okay, one thing the game needs is more people like you. You.
Still have grown men run around tight pants.
Mookie Betts.
Daniel Bard.
Steve Aoki.
Jared Saltalamacchia.
This is Brock Holt.
Hey, this is John Lester.
Baseball.
Baseball isn't boring.
Welcome to Baseball Isn't Boring. Here's your host, Rob Radford.
All right, here we go. This Baseball Isn't Boring on the Go is aptly titled What to Make of the Framber Valdez and Isaiah Kiner-Falefa deals. I don't know how else to put it. I don't know how else to classify it. It is what it is. These things happen, so I'm going to react to them. Because, you know what? That's what we do. And by the way, everybody, go to @BBIsn'tBoring, @BBIsn'tBoring. There's a lot going on. Including Best Shape of My Life Club, which we are officially heading down to Florida on to spring. That would be spring training. We go to Florida, and that's to, not just to go to Florida, but go to spring training. And that is happening on Monday as we sit here. So I am not going to be in the best shape of my life, but that's not the whole goal. Go to @BBIsn'tBoring, join the Halo Club, and you get the picture of what we're doing, which is by opening day, you're picking something that you want to be in the best shape of your life. So we just assume that Framber Valdez is in the best shape of his life when he reports to the Detroit Tigers after getting his 3-year, $150 million deal. We'll assume that Isaiah Kiner-Falefa is in the best shape of his life after getting his 1-year, $6 million deal with the Red Sox. If they go to camp and they're not in the best shape of their life, everyone freaks out because, you know what, they're new guys, and new guys have to be good first impressions. But we'll just assume that happens. All right, we'll start with Valdez. We'll start with the Framber Valdez signing because, yeah, I don't know if you know this, with all due respect to the Kiner-Falefa family, Framber Valdez was higher in the rankings, higher on the priority list when it came to finding out where guys are going to sign, being the be-all, end-all, pitching market for free agency. Maybe this will move the needle for our guy, Lucas Giolito, our guy, Chris Bassett, all the guys, Zach Gallen. Maybe this will move the needle for that. I suspect it might, maybe, because now you have teams like the Orioles, certainly, looking for a guy. You have a team like the Pirates, who evidently were in on Valdez. I don't know if they would be in on one of these other guys. But there are other places where they were kind of saying, well, you know what? We might take a run at Framber Valdez, but no, we're not going to. The Orioles being the top of the list. The Orioles, we said it before on the previous podcast. The Orioles are one of these teams where if you got one of these guys, and I'm not even talking about Valdez. I'm talking about the Giolito, the Gal, and the Bassett. You got one of these guys that changes the narrative, I think, a lot. But they didn't get Framber Valdez. Framber Valdez goes to the Detroit Tigers, and immediately I had to put up a poll on social media saying who has the best starting rotation in all of baseball. Not all of baseball, all of the American League. Was it the Red Sox? Was it the Tigers? Were the Mariners? Or were the Yankees? Or were the other? I think the other, probably I wouldn't, if I had a fifth choice, I probably would have put the Blue Jays. But it wasn't really close. Initially, I was like, oh, there you go. The Tigers have the best rotation. Not a question. Because you have a guy named Carrick Schuble and you have a guy named Framber Valdez at the top. But then I immediately deleted that. And I said, nah, I'm going to put up a poll because I'm not really convinced. And sure enough, my instincts were keen because I put up this poll on social media at Bradfo, and you can see it says, question, with Framber Valdez joining the Tigers, who has the best starting rotation in the American League? Feel free to put others in comments. So leading the way after, as we sit here, about 1,500 votes, Red Sox, 67.1%. Tigers, 20.8%. Mariners, 9.9%. And Yankees, 2.2%. So again, the Red Sox, far and away, 67.1%. Tigers in second at 20.8%. Now, is this because a enormous part of our base are all jacked up about the Red Sox pitching? Maybe. But also keep in mind, you know, that there might be some truth to that. How the Tigers line up now is that we want to look at the be-all, end-all at the top of the rotation. Schuble, maybe the best pitcher in baseball. Framber Valdez, one of the best pitchers in baseball. Then after that, it goes to Jack Flaherty. Then after that, it goes to Casey Mize. Both good pitchers, both with projected wars of 2.6 and 2.3, respectively. Then you have some interesting guys. You have Olsen, you have Melton, you have Anderson. But I get it. I get it. Maybe it's top heavy. I don't know, but it's a pretty good one too. It's a pretty good one too. And then you have the Tigers. Tigers as a whole. So after this signing, I went to Fangraphs and I looked at projected win totals. They have the highest projected win total of any team in the American League with the exception of one team. Can you guess that team? And you would probably say, oh, well, is it in the American League East? No. It is the Seattle Mariners. They are slightly behind. The Tigers come in with projected win total of 86.7 wins, according to Fangraphs. In terms of the percentage of what the probability of them making the playoffs, just behind the Mariners. Just behind the Mariners. That's it. So the Tigers, yeah, I mean, they are perceived as one of the favorites in the American League. That would... Science and Fangraphs would suggest that to be true. The probability of them making the playoffs, 74.8%. Second highest in the American League behind the Mariners. So, how good are they now? Well, they're good. Remember, they got our guy Kenley Jansen as a closer. They got another guy who we also like, Brendan Finnegan. He's back with them. Also, a very, very viable reliever, was very good for the Tigers when they went there. They have a solid lineup across the board. And keep in mind, they have the number two prospect in all of baseball coming up who could very well be on the opening day roster, according to Sean Spradling. I mean, not Sean Spradling. Well, maybe Sean Spradling said that. But Sam Dykstra of MLB Pipeline, who called him one of the best hitter, maybe the best hitting prospect he'd seen in the 2020s. That's crazy. Kevin McGonigal, number two prospect, could be playing shortstop for the Tigers. So, obviously, the Tigers feel like they're good. That's why they go out and get Framber Valdez. They protect themselves also. Carrick Schuble leaving after next year, and then all the chaos that goes out. But we're just talking about the here and the now. And you look at it, man, it's the American League East is the best division, but the best teams? Well, according to Fangraphs, the Mariners and Tigers. We'll see. All right, well, speaking of the American League East, the aforementioned move that was made, Isaiah Kiner-Falefa, was signed by the Red Sox to a one-year, $6 million deal. And it was met with universal, what? Because of this. Because everyone's waiting for the Red Sox to sign another infielder. They knew that, you know, you missed out on Bregman. The whole thing was, who they're going to sign another infield. Okay, you didn't make really a run at Gino Suarez. Fine. You haven't been able to pry Isak Paredes. Fine. You aren't haven't been able to bite the bullet and just empty the coffers for the Nico Hoerner or Matt Shaw. Fine. But you're just waiting. And, of course, Ketel Marte, not available. Fine. But you're still waiting. You're waiting. You're waiting. Because, yes, you pivoted after missing out on Bregman to do the whole run prevention thing. Okay. But you also have your chief baseball officer saying at the GM meetings way back in early November that the priority for the offseason was going to be get a pitcher or pitchers, I guess in this case, walk side by side with Garrett Crochet, the top of the rotation. They get Sonny Gray, Ranger Suarez. All right, there you go. But also a middle of the order guy, right-handed, probably right-handed hitter, bat, who can hit the ball at the ballpark because they need home runs. Now, they might say that they got that guy, Wilson Contreras. Not really, because, A, if you look at Wilson Contreras' home run totals for the last 3 years, 20, 15, 20, respectively, over the last 3 years. And also, maybe even hits a few more of that, but science would suggest you took out Alex Bregman. You took out his home run potential. So you can't have both. So if anything, you played for the tie when it comes to hitting the ball out of the park, and you did not accomplish what, or you have not accomplished what you wanted. Offseason's not over. We'll see. So that leads us to IKF. Why did they sign him? Because it wasn't to hit home runs. It wasn't for offense. It was a guy who was going to be a utility infielder, a guy who can move around, who can field the ball, for this whole run prevention shock and awe. All right? That's what it is. And also, a subtle part of this, or maybe not so subtle if they actually have to implement it, you have Trevor Story, who has played a full season last year, but you want to protect yourself, and you're protecting yourself against an injury to Trevor Story with Marcelo Meyer. Well, he also has gotten hurt almost every year. You know, we don't know exactly what that's going to look like, so there's no certainty when it comes to having a backup shortstop. And really, you have to really be careful of that because think about that. If Story goes down or Meyer's hurt or isn't able to do it, then what are you left with? You don't want to, there's been too many times where teams are scrambling for shortstops. So if you have a guy who is already probably playing second base for you, then you can move over the shortstop, then fine. I mean, really, listen, Isaiah Kiner-Falefa did not hit last year for the Blue Jays, but he did well enough where he stemmed the tide after getting waived by the Pittsburgh Pirates for the Toronto Blue Jays. When Bo Bichette went down, played shortstop for them, and then he plays in the postseason, and they won a lot of games in the postseason with Kiner-Falefa as their an infielder for them. They won a lot of games. So, what does this mean? I think that people have to judge this in one way and one way only. Did the Red Sox overpay for the skill set that Isaiah Kiner-Falefa did? Yes. But if you like the guy, like they said that about Justin Wilson last year as well. They said, you gave a guy a minor league or a major league deal at $3 million. Well, that worked out really well. If you identify a guy, if you're confident in the guy, if that's what it takes to get the guy, fine. Go get it. We can't be hypocrites about this. But also, you have to understand that this is only going to be judged by, or this move isn't a, well, this is going to define the Red Sox offseason. The Red Sox offseason is going to be defined, fortunately or unfortunately for them, by if they can make one more move. And a lot of people might say, well, they've made a lot of moves and they're still a pretty good team and they got this elite pitching and they have some guys who could step up offensively. That's fine. That's fine. But I come back to that one quote that Craig Breslow had. And that was the quote, I'm going to paraphrase, but we're going to prioritize getting somebody who can hit the ball out of the ballpark. You didn't do it with Pete Alonso. You missed out on Alex Bregman. You didn't want Suarez. Like, so if you're going into the offseason and you're saying this is what we need and you don't get it, then even though you've had some really, I think some really interesting and potentially impactful moves, it is what it is. You said you needed home runs, and even though you have better pitching and people who can feel the ball, you still need home runs. Because if you look at Toronto Blue Jays, for instance, they had a team that had only six more home runs than the Red Sox did last year in the regular season. But if you look at the postseason, the home runs per at bat rate would then put them in the top three in all of baseball for the regular season. In other words, when it counts the most, you have to have people hit home runs. And maybe, who knows, maybe they go in, they're good enough, they go to the trade deadline, they get someone. Who knows? All right. Well, here you go. There it is. Remember, at BB isn't boring. At BB isn't boring. Always a pleasure. Good stuff coming, including, oh my goodness, some enormous news. Some enormous news when it comes to things that you can put on your body that will help represent the brand. Hats, shirts, the works. All right. Baseball's been boring. There you go.
Well, the holidays have come and gone once again, but if you've forgotten to get that special someone in your life a gift, well, Mint Mobile is extending their holiday offer of half off unlimited wireless. So here's the idea. You get it now. You call it an early present for next year. What do you have to lose? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Limited time 50% off regular price for new customers. Upfront payment required. $45 for 3 months, $90 for 6 months, or $180 for 12-month plan. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds may slow after 50 gigabytes per month when network is busy. See terms.